Minute of Mayhem. Choice cut.
Do you ever delete any of your tweets? Because that's a big little trick, isn't it, on there?
I delete some of my at replies. I don't know why. I just like to have the jokes there so that if somebody goes, they can quickly scroll down and read all the jokes and not my conversation with other people. And if I tweet something that then I later regret, which does happen occasionally, I'll delete those.
How obsessed with it? I mean,
weird. They're in the Library of Congress. I gotta wonder, do they catalog the ones you delete?
They're kept for some book, the deleted scenes of Shari V, probably,
yeah.
I would guess. I mean,
personally,
how much time do you devote to, I mean, most people.
Too much.
Oh, really?
Much
there
time.
We go, straight away, yes. Is it the first thing you think of when you wake up? I must tweet this.
I think it's the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I check Twitter, definitely. I actually, you mentioned Facebook earlier. I just completely shut down my Facebook account because I was just spending too much time dicking around on all the social media sites. So now I really focus on Twitter. But, yeah, it's probably the first thing I do, and it definitely affects your life. It's like an addiction.
Yeah.
I definitely need a 12-step program for Twitter.
How long do you spend on it at a time? Do you go in there, you dive in, you post a few, then you go out, or do you sit there for a good hour, sort of staying silently, looking at what people are saying? How does it work?
I think I'm on there for, say, an hour at a time, several times a day. So maybe three or four times a day I'm on there. I post a tweet, then I go to FaveStar, and I scroll through other people's stuff and see what they're saying, and star them, and see if we can riff off each other and get ideas from each other, and 2 hours later you sit down and you think, like, you sent me an email at one point. I said, oh, I gotta remember to respond to Neil. Sat down at the computer, you know, thinking, gotta write that email, gotta check Twitter 2 hours later. So yeah,
who's Neil? I've got a great tweet. I get it. I'm the same. I must admit, yeah, my productivity is probably reduced by 60% because of the whole...
Really?
Yeah. It's awful how it's taken over my life. And I, to be honest, I'm irrelevant on there, really. How many people are following your... I mean, you're listed countless times, aren't you?
Yeah, not really that many people are following. I mean, I think it's over 9,000, which is...
Oof.
In the world of Twitter, is not that huge. I mean, I think Sween, who I'm actually going to maybe get to meet this coming weekend.
Uh-oh, careful,
Chicago.
Dear, careful.
What?
These internet hookups, stop it, don't do it.
Why? Hey, am I a stalker?
I'm worried about him. I want you to do your first gig in a while. I want to see you in the New York Comedy Club, not on the news.
Okay, well, I promise not to hurt him, but he has over a million followers. There's several people who have hundreds of thousands and millions of followers, and I'm not quite up there yet, but I'm hoping to win people over.
Well, how do you think these people do this now? I mean, there's a rumor that a lot of these people pay for these followers, don't they?
Yeah, I've heard that. I'm not sure if there's truth to that or not. There are people play the game. A lot of people will do anything to get a follow back. So if you if somebody follows you and you follow them back, it attracts other people who want you to follow them. I don't know. And I've heard you can pay for it. I have no clue how that works.
Does it?
And why would you feel good about paying for
followers? I mean,
does it
hurt you when someone unfollows you? Because I must admit, the minor drug addiction that I currently have is caused by unfollowings.
Well, I'm drinking beer at 11:30 in the morning. Give you any clue.
How many have you just lost, dear? 3, 4, 20? How many?
How many beers? This is my...
No, how many
beer,
followers have you lost that's causing the beer?
It's 3 a.m. It only hurts me if somebody unfollows me who I really respect and admire, which has happened a couple times, but what are you going to do? I'm not everyone's cup of tea. My feeling is, if I'm not your cup of tea, at least don't throw the scalding thing in my face. You know? If you want to quietly unfollow me, that's fine.